Next Chapter Podcasts.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Join Play On Premium to get merch like t-shirts, hoodies, and coffee mugs, ad-free episodes, and bonus content video featuring interviews with the actors, producers, playwrights, and directors who brought it all to life. Go to ncpodcasts.com and subscribe to Play On Premium to support the art and the artists.
Next Chapter Podcast presents the Play On Podcast series, Romeo and Juliet. Episode 2. Queen Mab hath been with you. For the best listening experience, be sure to use headphones or earbuds. And remember, violent delights have violent ends.
So there's like a prologue, right? How do we start the play?
Entire play. Oh, so there are these two families who have been...
Two households, both alike in dignity.
Two guys...
They can fight.
There's the thumb biting.
The prince shows up. Set up the like Montague Capulet.
Oh, wow, we're moving
conflict.
Fast. Okay.
And then there's a party. There's a party.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of dick jokes there, too.
Yeah, what happens? Keep going.
And then that's when Romeo and Juliet meet.
Yeah.
Nurse, where's my daughter? Call her forth to me.
I swear by my cherry, pluck the 12-year-old. I bade her come. Hola! What lady bird? God forbid, where's this girl? What? Juliet!
How now, who calls?
Your mother!
Madam, I am here. What is your will?
This is the matter. Nurse, give leave a while. We must talk in secret. Nurse, come back again! I have remembered thou must hear our counsel. Click!
Oh.
Thou knowest my daughter is of a pretty age.
Faith, I can tell her age right to the hour.
She's not 14.
I'll bet 14 of my teeth. And yet to come clean, you have seen I have but 4. She's not 14. How long is it now to August 1st?
A fortnight and odd days.
Even are odd. Of all the days in the year, come eve of August, then shall she be 14. Susan and she, God rest all Christian souls, were born that day. Well, Susan is with God. She was too good for me. But as I said, before the month begins, she'll be 14. That she shall marry. I remember it well. 'Tis 11 years now since the earthquake, and I never shall forget it. She was weaned of all the days of the year on that day. For I had then laid absinthe to my boob, sitting in the sun under the birdhouse wall. My lord and you were then at Mantua. Nay, I do bear a brain. But as I said, when she did taste the absinthe on the nipple of my boob and felt it bitter, pretty babe, she gets all huffed and rails against the boob. Then the birdhouse shivered with the earth. 'Twas no need to bid me speed escape. And since that time, it is 11 years.
Yes.
By then, she could stand alone on 2 feet. She used to run and waddle all about. I know, because the day before she tripped and fell. And then my husband, oh, God be with his soul, he was a merry man, took up the child. Hey, he says, did you fall on your face? You will fall backward when you have more years, will you not, Jewel? And by my 14th tooth, the pretty wretch stopped crying and said, I... to see how a jest shall be made true. I warrant, if I should live 1,000 years, I never shall forget it. Will you not, Jewel, he says. And pretty fool, she stopped and said, I.
Enough of this, I pray thee, hold thy peace.
Yes, madam, but I cannot help but laugh to think she just stops crying and says, I.
eye. And yet, I warrant she has upon her head a bump as big as a young cockerel's balls. A perilous fall. And she cries bitterly. Hey, says my husband, fall you on your face, you will fall backward when you have more years, will you not, Jewel? She stops and says, I.
Stop thou too. I pray thee, nurse, say I.
Please. I am done. Oh, God mark thee to his grace. You are the prettiest babe I ever nursed. And if I live to see you married off, I have my wish.
Mary, that Mary is the very theme I came to talk of. Tell me, daughter Juliet, how stands your dispositions to be married?
It is an honor that I dream not of.
An honor? Were I not your only nurse, I would say you'd suckled wisdom from the teeth.
Well, think of marriage now. Younger than you, here in Verona, ladies of esteem are made already mothers. By my count, I was your mother, much around this age, that you are now a maid. Thus then, in brief, the valiant Paris seeks you for his love.
A man, young lady. Lady, such a man as all the world. Why, he's a beauteous rose.
Verona's summer hath not such a flower.
Nay, he's a flower. In faith, a very flower.
What say you? Can you love the gentleman? This night you shall behold him at our feast. Read through the verses of young Paris's face and find delight there, writ with beauty's pen. Examine every line, how they augment each other, blending features of content. And what's unseen in this fair volume lies there written in the margins of his eyes. This precious book of love, this unbound lover, whose perfect beauty only lacks a cover. 'Tis only natural, and 'tis much pride, for fair without, the fair within to hide. That book in many's eyes doth share the glory, that in gold clasps locks in the golden story. So shall you share all that he doth possess. By having him, you make yourself no less.
No less? Nay, bigger. Women grow by men.
Speak briefly. Can you like your suitor's love?
I'll look to like if looking liking move. But no more deep will I indart mine eye than your consent gives strength to make it fly.
Madam, the guests are come. Supper served, you called for. My young lady asked for. The nurse cursed in the pantry, and everything's just too much. I must hence to wait. I beg you, follow straight.
We follow thee. Juliet, your suitor waits.
Go, girl. Seek happy nights to happy fates.
Give me a torch, I am not for this prancing. Being most heavy, I must bear the light.
Nay, gentle Romeo, we must have you dance.
Not I, believe me, you have dancing shoes. With nimble soles, I have a soul of lead that sticks me to the ground. I cannot move.
You are a lover. Borrow Cupid's wings and soar with them above a stickly vine.
I am too sore and pierced with his shaft to soar with his light feathers. And so bound, I cannot bounce a height above dull woe. Under love's heavy burden do I sink.
In turn, your burdened love will sink anon. Too great oppression for a tender thing.
Yeah. Is love a tender thing? It is too rough, too rude, too boisterous, and it pricks like thorn.
If love be rough with you, be rough with love. Prick love for pricking, and you be love down.
Give me a painted face to put my mask in.
A visor for a visor. What care I? What curious eye sees my deformities? Come, mask of beetle brows, and blush for me.
Come, knock and enter, and may every man let loose his legs as soon as we are in.
Okay. A torch for me. You whorish light of heart, tickle your senseless rushes with your heels, for as they say, the worst may hold the candle.
And none are worse among us than my best. I'll woo the wicked and cheer you on your quest.
Saw cheery words from cherry virgin's lips.
So woo thine wick, will douse that wicked flame, or say, excuse my French, the love wherein thou stickest limp. Come, we burn daylight. Oh!
No! It is night!
I mean, sir, in delay. We waste our fire in vain, like lighting day. Oh, use thy wit to sense intended meaning. Your downward spiral sends thy wits to death.
Well, we mean well in going to this mask, but 'tis no wit to go.
Why, may one ask?
I dreamt a dream tonight.
And so did I.
Well, what was yours?
That dreamers often lie.
In bed, asleep, while they do dream things true.
Oh, then I see Queen Mab hath been with you. She is the fairy's midwife, and she comes in shape no bigger than an agate stone. A team of little atom creatures draws her, or sleeping men's noses. Her chariot is an empty hazelnut made by her longtime builder, the termite. Her wagon spokes made of long spider's legs. Her harness weaved from silken spider's webs. The curtains cut from grasshopper's wings. Her beasts are held by the moon's watery beams. And in this state she gallops night by night through lovers' brains. And then they dream of love over lawyers' fingers who dream on fees. Or ladies' lips who long on kisses dream, which off the angry mad with blisters greet because their breaths are drenched in meaty sweets. Sometimes she comes with an altar boy's tail, tickles a preacher's nose. Sometimes she chases over a soldier's neck. He dreams of slitting foreign throats, of winds, of ambushes, of sparkling blades, of spirits endless poured and bled. And then she drums in his ear, at which he starts and wakes, and being thus frightened, swears and prays. This is that very Mab that tangles lovers' manes into greasy, slutty tresses, tying knots, which, when are parted by daylight, bring shame. This is the hag when maids lie on their backs, that presses them and teaches them first to bear, making them women of good carriage to care. This is she.
Peace, peace, Mercutio, peace. Thou talk'st of nothing.
True, I talk of dreams, which are the children of an idle brain, begun of nothing but vain fantasy, which is as thin of substance as the air, and more inconstant than the wind, who woos one day the frozen bosom of the north, then on another puffs away from thence, and turns his face toward dew-dropping south.
Oh, this wind you talk of blows us from ourselves. Supper is done, and we shall come too late.
I fear too early, for my mind forebodes some consequence. Yet hanging in the stars shall bitterly begin its fearful date with this night's revels, and expire the term of a despised life closed in my breast by some vile forfeit of untimely death. But he that hath the steerage of my course direct my suit on, lusty gentlemen.
Strike drum.
Hi, this is Sally Kate Holmes, Managing Director of Next Chapter Podcasts, here to tell you about a pretty cool new offering from our friends at Apollo Podcasts. You can now find the Play On Podcasts on Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as us. You can listen ad-free, early access to exclusives, behind-the-scenes supercuts, and more on Apollo Plus. On top of all that, 70% of the revenue on Apollo Plus goes directly to creators. Join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Where's Potboy? Why is he not helping clear out the room? Lift a platter! Scrape a platter!
The few with good helping hands are also the only dirty hands. How's that fair?
Away with the good chairs! Stow the cupboard and mind the plates! Now, boy, save me a piece of something sweet. And if you love me, find me that Susan Grindstone. And Nell. And Anthony. And Potboy!
Potboy, ready.
You are looked for and called for, asked for and sought for in the Great Chamber! Smack!
We cannot be here and there too. Take it easy, boys. The night is still young.
Tap, tap, tap. Oh. Welcome, gentlemen! Ladies that have their toes unplagued with bunions will a dance with you. Ah, my mistresses, which of you all will now deny to dance? She that is bashful, she, I'll swear, have bunions. Am I right? Welcome, gentlemen. Tis been some time since I've worn masks and crashed the feast to tell seducing tales and ladies' leading ears to woo and please. Oh, tis gone. Tis gone. Tis gone.
Hey!
You are welcome, gentlemen! Come, hey! Musicians, play! Come, clear the hall, make room, and foot it, girls! More light, you knaves, and take the tables out, and quench the fire! The room is grown too hot! Ah, unexpected, yet a welcome sport, and nay, sit, good Uncle Capulet, for you and I are past our dancing days. How long is it now since we showed up at feasts while sporting masks?
For certain 30 years.
What? Tis not so much. Tis not so much. Tis since the nuptial of Lucentio. Though time fly by as quick as waters fall, tis 25 years since last we masked.
Tis more. His son is elder, sir. His son is 30.
How can that be true? His son was but a child 2 years ago.
Hey! Sarah, what lady's that which doth enrich the hand of yonder knight?
I know not, sir.
Oh, she doth teach the torches to burn bright. It seems she hangs upon the cheek of night as a rich jewel in an Ethiop's ear. Beauty too rich for life, a death too dear. From Cupid's quiver, courage I'll demand. And touching hers makes blessed my rude hand. Did my heart love till now? For swear at sight, for I ne'er saw true beauty till this night.
This by his voice should be a Montague. Fetch me my rapier, boy!
Okay, Tybalt.
What? Dares the slave come hither? Covered with an antic face to taunt and scorn at our tradition fest? Now, by the blood and honor of my kin, to strike him dead I hold it not a sin.
Why, how now, kinsmen? Wherefore storm you so?
Uncle, this is a Montague, our foe. A villain that is hither come in spite to scorn at our observed fest this night.
Young Romeo, is it?
It is he, that villain Romeo.
Compose thee, gentle cuz. Let him alone. He proves himself a courtly gentleman. And to say truth, Verona brags of him to be a virtuous and well-governed youth. I would not for the wealth of all this town here in my house do him disparagement. Therefore be patient. Take no note of him. It is my will
the which, if thou respect, show fair demeanor and put off these frowns, an ill-befitting semblance for a feast.
It fits when such a villain is a guest. I'll not endure him.
He shall be endured. What, little boy, I say he shall go too. Am I the master here or you? Go too. You'll not endure him. May God help my soul. You'll make a mutiny among my guests. You will let mayhem loose. You'll be the man.
Why, uncle, we are shamed.
Back! Go to! Go to! You are a saucy boy. You'll order me? This foolishness will turn to bite you back. You dare oppose me here?
Mary, well said. Well said, my friends.
You childish imp. Go to. Be quiet, or...
More light! More light!
For shame, I'll make you quiet.
What? Cheer on, my friends.
Patience, thus forced, with righteous rage collides, and jerks my flesh with their diverging tides. I will withdraw, but this intrusion shall now, seeming sweet, convert to bitterest gall.
If I profane with my unworthy hand this holy shrine, a gentle sin is this. My lips to blushing pilgrims ready stand to smooth thy rough touch with a tender kiss.
Good pilgrim, you do wrong your hand too much. Who's touching his devotion, chosen this? For saints have hands that pilgrims' hands do touch, and palm to palm do holy palmers kiss.
Have not saints' lips and holy palmers too?
Aye, pilgrim, lips that they must use in prayer.
Oh, then, dear saint, let lips do what hands do. They meet in prayer, grant thou lest faith despair.
Saints, do not move. Though grant for prayer's sake,
then move not while my prayer's effect I take. Thus from my lips by thine my sin is purged.
Then have my lips the sin that they have took.
Sin from my lips, O trespass sweetly urged, give me my sin again.
You kiss by the book.
Madam, your mother craves a word with you.
Who is her mother?
Mary Bachelor, her mother is the lady of the house. And a good lady. She is wise and virtuous. I nursed her daughter that you talked with all. I tell you, he that can lay hold of her shall have the coins.
Is she a Capulet?
Oh.
Oh, dear account. My life is my foe's debt.
Away, begone. The sport is at the best.
Aye, so I fear. The more is my unrest.
Nay, gentlemen, prepare not to be gone. We have a trifling little banquet to come.
Now, is that so?
Why then, I thank you all. I thank you, honest gentlemen. Good night. More torches here.
Come on, then. Let's to bed.
Ah, Sarah, by my faith, it's getting late. I'll to my rest.
Come hither, nurse. Ooh. Who is yon gentleman?
The son and heir of old Tiberio.
Who's he that now is going out the door?
Mary, that I think be young Petruchio.
Who's he that follows there that would not dance?
I know not.
Go ask his name. If he be married, my grave is like to be my wedding bed.
His name is Romeo, and a Montague, the only son of your great enemy.
My only love sprung from my only hate? Too early seen, unknown, and known too late. pretentious birth of love it is to me that I must love a loathed enemy.
What's this? What's this?
A rhyme I learned just now of one I danced with all.
Anon! Anon! Come, let's away. The strangers all are gone.
Can I move forward when all my heart is here? Turn back, dull feet, toward your new gravity!
Next Chapter Podcasts presents the NatCo and Two River Theater production of Romeo and Juliet, written by William Shakespeare, and translated into modern English verse by Hansel Jung. The Play On podcast series, Romeo and Juliet, is directed by Dustin Wills. Radio play by Catherine Eaton, with additional contributions by Liana Keys. The cast is as follows. Dorcas Lung as Juliet. Chris Bano as Romeo. Mia Katigbak as Nurse and Prince. Daniel Liu as Lady Capulet, Lady Montague, and Peter. Purva Betty as Friar Lawrence. Mitchell Winter as Paris, Tybalt, and Apothecary. Daisuke Tsuji as Lord Capulet and Lord Montague. Jose Gamo as Mercutio and Samson. Zion Jang as Benvolio and Balthazar. Casting by the Telsey Office, Karen Castle, CSA. Mix and sound design by Lindsay Jones. Original music composition by Brian Quijada. Additional music composition and music direction by Nigel Robinson. Sound engineering by Sadaharu Yagi. Mix engineer and dialogue editor, Larry Walsh. Podcast mastering by Greg Cortez at New Monkey Studio. Coordinating producer, Transcend Streaming, Kira Bowie and Liana Keys. Executive producer, Michael Goodfriend. The managing director of business operations and partnerships at Next Chapter Podcasts is Sally Cade Holmes. The Play On podcast series, Romeo and Juliet, is produced by Next Chapter Podcasts and is made possible by the generous support of the HITS Foundation. Visit ncpodcast.com for more about the Play On podcast series. Visit playonshakespeare.org for more about Play On Shakespeare. Subscribe to Play On Premium on Apollo Plus for ad-free episodes. And join our Patreon for exclusive merchandise and early commercial-free releases. Go to playonpodcast.com for our bonus content, where you'll find interviews with the artists, producers, and engineers who brought it all to life. And remember, violent delights have violent ends.
Join Play On Premium to get merch like t-shirts, hoodies, and coffee mugs, ad-free episodes, and bonus content video featuring interviews with the actors, producers, playwrights, and directors who brought it all to life. Go to ncpodcasts.com and subscribe to Play On Premium to support the art and the artists.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Next Chapter Podcasts.